So, to introduce the subject matter of today's lecture, I will read one verse from the Bhagavad Gita and speak on the basis of this verse. And this particular verse, which I will chant, is speaking about inconceivable nature of the Lord. This verse is actually describing that the Lord cannot be understood. This is the verse from the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 25th verse. So I will read the verse in full quote by Srila Prabhupada for the benefit of everyone. And then I will speak a little bit, I have maybe half an hour, not more, about the nature of Lord Chaitanya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Naham prakashak sarvasya yogamaya samavritam udayam navijanati lokamam ajamavyayam. Translation. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency. And therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It may be argued that since Krishna was present on the earth and was visible to everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly of Kurus, when Shishupala spoke against Krishna being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the Supreme God. Similarly, the Pandavas and few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to non-devotees and the common man. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that but for few devotees, all men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as a reservoir of all pleasure. But to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his internal potency. In the prayers of Kunti, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Yoga Maya, and thus ordinary people cannot understand him. This Yoga Maya curtain is also confirmed in the Ishapanishad, in which the devotee prays, Hiranmayena Patrina Satyasya Vihidam Mukham Tattvam Pushanna Pavrinu Satya Dharmaya Drishtaya. O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and the devotional service to you is the higher religious principle. Therefore, I pray to you that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. The Brahma Jyoti is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes me. Am I seeing you, Satchitananda Vigraha, your eternal form of blissful and knowledge? The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the eternal potency of the Brahma Jyoti, and the less intelligent impersonalist cannot see the Supreme on this account. Okay, I'll speak on this verse. Again, the translation. Naham prakashak sarvasya yogamaya samavritah mudayam navijanati lokamam abhyamadyam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. So today we are here together to celebrate the appearance day of the incarnation of this age, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this incarnation is a very mysterious one. And Krishna openly says in this verse that it's very difficult to understand him. But we still have a chance. And Krishna himself, and Prabhupada explains in the purport to this verse, that there is a chance. If we become devoted at heart, if we develop the faith in our heart, then there will be a chance to understand
who is God. And there will be a chance to invoke His presence. Actually, when we get together for the festivals like this, celebrating the events of appearance of the Lord, the main purpose is to invoke His presence. Because when all the devotees are coming, and when everyone is coming and meditating upon the Lord, then His presence becomes very tangible. Of course, Lord is always there. God is in our heart. God is everywhere. And if one is sensitive enough, he can sense or feel His presence at every moment of his life. But these festivals are very opportune moment for us to really concentrate upon the Lord. And by this concentration upon the Lord, by this meditation upon the Lord, to really invoke His presence and feel His presence in a very tangible way. So that's why we're here today. Like sometimes people, they say that, the prayer should be solitary. Then one should be in a secluded place and pray to the Lord. But actually, it is recommended that it's much better to come to the temple. It's recommended, it's a vidhi, it's a regulation in the Vedic scriptures, that on the festivals especially, and any other day too, but on the festivals especially, you have to come to the temple. And not only alone, with all your family. So all these children, it's actually very nice that they're here. They're making some troubles, but it's okay. But because this is the regulation of the Vedic scriptures. On the festivals, you have to bring all your family to the temple. And you have to make them all bow down in front of the Lord. And by making them all bow down in front of the Lord, and by making them meditate upon the Lord, you will feel His presence, because by this collective meditation, His presence will be much more visible. Like in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story how Lord Krishna's appearance was brought into this world, how Krishna was brought into this world. And it is said there that all the demigods gathered together, and Brahma was there, the head of all the demigods, and they all came to the shore of Milk Ocean, and they all start praying. And it is said there, specifically in this particular point of the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, that it's very essential that everyone would meditate upon something, upon the same. If this collective meditation is there, then the special effect of elevation of the soul is also there. When we are on our own, we all think about some different things. You know, somebody thinks about this and somebody thinks about that. And there is not this effect of purification. But when everyone is coming, and when everyone is more or less concentrating upon the Lord and trying to really place his attention in the Lord, then he comes, because he likes it. He likes when the people are doing something together, when the people are not quarreling, and when the people are thinking about him. So, therefore, it's so essential to come to the temple. And I'm thanking again all of you for coming here, for bringing all your families here, and for being with us and trying to help us to realize the presence of the Lord. Because, as we said here, it's very difficult to understand the Lord. The Lord is power. Especially Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is specifically very hidden incarnation of the Lord. Everyone knows that Krishna is God. You know, there is more or less, of course there are few Christians who don't believe it. They say he is Satan. But that's their problem. That's not our problem. But more or less, all the people who are somewhat pure at heart, they can accept that Krishna is God. They can go to Vrindavan and immediately feel Krishna is God. It's an amazing effect of the holy dham. You go to the holy place and you feel he is God. You go to Finland and you again develop some doubts about this. But if you are there, you know he is God. And you chant his holy name and you understand he is God. Because otherwise, why would you chant his name? You know, who would be so crazy to chant somebody's name if he is not the God, if he is not the Lord? And after all, it would become very boring, you know, to chant somebody's name if it's not the Lord's name. But we're chanting this holy name for years and years in a row. Like some people are very amazed, you know, that these Hare Krishna devotees, they write in the newspaper articles. They chant the same thing 1728 times a day. Look how crazy they are. But this is not the proof that we are crazy. It's the proof that he is God. Vice versa. So this proof is there, and we are chanting his holy name, and everyone knows Krishna. But not everyone knows Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya is a hidden incarnation. He is coming in this Kali Yuga in the guise of devotee. He is coming to teach how to realize God. And that's the essence of his incarnation. And he is coming on this month, on this Purnima day. And Purnima day is a very special day. Purnima is a festival. And this particular Purnima, Phalgun Purnima, is a very special festival. Because on this day, the holy festival is going on in India. And you know what holy is. Holy means you throw dice, you know, and everyone becomes red and green and blue and yellow and all kinds of strange colors are there. It's a legitimate reason to become crazy. I was speaking about this. You know, it's a one day when you really have to become crazy. And if you are not, you are crazy. There is a reason why Lord Chaitanya is coming on this particular day. There is a very special reason why Lord Chaitanya is coming on this day. First of all, about the special feature of this incarnation, we have to know and have to understand that when the Lord came, when Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago in the year 14,086, on this day, so on this day there was a full eclipse of the moon. The moon was swallowed by Rahu. There was no moon. Also, it's the day of full moon, but there was no moon. And that's very essential because it shows the hidden nature of Lord Chaitanya. The full moon, the moon in your chart, in the horoscope, actually signifies your mind. And the full moon, if somebody is born in a full moon day, he's usually a very brainy person with a very big mind, and he's usually a very open person. But on this particular day when Lord Chaitanya appeared, the moon also, it was full, it was hidden. So this day is called Black Moon. And the Black Moon means the moon which is within itself, the moon which is absorbed in the thoughts or in meditation upon himself. So the Lord Chaitanya is God himself, but he is coming to teach us how to meditate upon the Lord, how to think about the Lord, how to be always conscious upon the Lord, how to always know the Lord and remember about the Lord. So therefore this full moon is there. And another explanation of this full moon, why Lord Chaitanya is coming on the full moon day, is that the moon, the full moon, which is bright, was ashamed. Because the moon has some spots, has some black spots, and it's imperfect. And because Lord Chaitanya is also full moon, and he appeared from the womb of Mother Sati, the moon tried to hid itself, because the moon didn't like that, you know, the full moon of Lord Chaitanya is there. And the moon was eclipsed. So, but the point is that Lord Chaitanya is hidden. And he is hidden because of the particular reason, and this reason I will try to explain here, because he is hidden twice. When the Lord comes, as Krishna explains himself, and as Lord Srila Prabhupada explained it in the purport, when the Lord comes, not everyone can understand him, because he is covered by his energy. But Lord Chaitanya is covered twice. And actually, basically, nobody can understand him. And the reason why we don't understand the Lord, the main reason why the Lord is hidden from our vision, by this energy of the Lord, which is called Yoga Maya, or illusory energy of the Lord, or internal energy of the Lord, is hiding the Lord, is our egoistic attitude. Because we are selfish. Our selfishness is the main reason why we don't see the Lord. Because we only want to see ourselves. Because we don't really want to see the Lord. The selfishness is the main reason why the Lord is not coming to us. And the Lord is coming still to this material world, to remove this selfishness from our heart. And that's the main reason of his advent in this material world. When Lord Chaitanya appeared from the womb of Mother Shakti in Navadvip 500 years ago in West Bengal, in the district of Nadia, then before that, his father and mother, they had 8 daughters. 8 daughters were born one after another. And all these 8 daughters, they died in infancy. And somebody may wonder, how is that possible? Here is the Supreme Lord, and he is the most auspicious person. And his mother and father, they're having this, you know, unfortunate incidents that their daughters are being born and die very soon after birth. From the mundane point of view, it's a very unfortunate event. You know, can you imagine? You have one daughter after another, and they all die. So the acharyas, they explain the reason for this. And they say that in order to understand the Lord, and the Lord is coming. He is coming on this day, and he is coming to reveal himself to everyone. And he is coming to remove this ignorance. But as much as when Lord Krishna was about to appear, then Devaki had also 6 sons. And the 6 sons were killed one after another. In the same way, these 8 daughters of Jagannath Mishra and Sakshi Mata were born and died. And the reason for that is that these 8 daughters, they symbolize 8 coverings of the universe. We are here now in the material world, and we are hidden, the Lord or spiritual reality is hidden from us by the covering of the material universe. And these coverings are basically consist of our false ego, of our egoism or selfishness, of ahankar. The first of these coverings is this ahankar, the coverings of ahankar. And we are here, selfish people in this world, and all our problems are coming from this selfishness. So the symbol which is being demonstrated here or manifested here when these daughters of Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Mata dying one after another is that this 8 coverings should be removed from our heart before we will be able to see the Lord, to understand the Lord. To come closer to the Lord, we have to remove this egoistic coverings which consist of false ego from mind, intelligence, earth, ether, water, fire, and air. All these coverings are there. And we are enjoying these coverings. Here in this material world, we are enjoying these material facilities. We are enjoying these material pleasures which are there. And the main point of our enjoyment, the main reason for our enjoyment is this ahankar, false ego. So before we can see and understand the Lord, we have to remove this. We have to really purify our heart. So together we are here just to try to do this, just to not to concentrate upon ourselves, but to concentrate upon Lord, just to remove our ahankar by the means of meditating upon Him, His appearance and His pastimes. So when the Lord comes, He is coming to help us with this. And we also know that there are so many impediments in our heart. These impediments really the main hindrance or the main reason why we don't really understand the Lord and why we suffer in this world. These impediments are there and they are listed in Vedic literature. It's kama, lust. It's krodha, anger. It's kama, krodha, lobha, greed. And then mada, pride. And then moha, illusion. And then matsarya, the envy. So these 6 impediments are there, and before we see the Lord, we have to remove these impediments from our heart as well. We're all greedy, we're all lusty, we're all angry persons. And when the Lord comes in other incarnations, He kills these problems in our mentality. Like in Vedic literature, it is explained that different demons which are there, which are coming to this world, and then the Lord comes to kill them. They symbolize or they manifest these different problems which are there in our heart. The first demon which is there, it's Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha is greed. Actually, the main problem and the main reason why we are here and why we are suffering here is the greed. Because of the greedy mentality. Because of this mentality of being the greedy enjoyer in this world. I want to enjoy, you know, I want to grab everything. We are suffering. So Hiranyaksha is being killed, and he is the manifestation of this greed, of this problem. And this is the first problem which has to be removed. And then Hiranyakashipu is coming, and Hiranyakashipu is the manifestation of pride. And Nrisimhadev is coming to kill the pride. And then Ravana, he is the manifestation of lust, kama. And Dantavakra, he is the manifestation of moha, illusion. These two demons are killed by the Lord in his incarnation of Ramachandra. And then Krishna is coming, and he is killing Shishupala and Dantavakra. And Shishupala and Dantavakra was a manifestation, Shishupala is the manifestation of envy. And this is the most difficult problem. And Dantavakra is the manifestation of anger. So the most difficult, the last problem is envy. That ultimately we don't see the Lord, we don't understand the Lord because of our envious nature. And the Lord is coming to remove this. And when we chant his holy name, and when we hear these pastimes, how he's killing these demons, it's purifying for the heart. But then after that, Lord Chaitanya is coming. And the reason why he is coming to remove all the problems altogether completely, to kill all the selfish and egoistic mentality. The glory of Lord Chaitanya's avatar, he is called Audari Avatar, or he is Prema Purushottama. He is the most magnificent, most generous avatar. And his generosity is that he is not killing anyone. When he is coming to this world, he is not killing. But what he is killing selfish mentality. He is teaching everyone how to become unselfish, how to become real devotee of the Lord, and how to become truly happy. Because the true happiness comes only when all these problems are removed from the heart, only when the heart is pure. And the Lord Chaitanya is coming, and the main reason for his advent is to teach everyone to chant the holy name. He is coming and he is saying, please chant the holy name. Like in this bhajan which we chanted together, it is said that Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara, you are coming to save the most fallen persons. Mo Samo Patita Prabhu Napayara, and because there is no one is more fallen than me, please save me. I have a good chances to be saved. He is coming to all these selfish people and he is giving them the best chance. And he's saying, please chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He's not really like sometimes people, they think that avatar, that God, when he comes, he has to do some cheap tricks. Like there is some avatar somewhere in India. Oh, so many avatars are there. Every year, the new avatar is coming. And he's doing some mystic tricks, you know. He's giving some watches or some ashes or some sandesh, you know. And people, they think he's avatar just because he gave me sandesh. But this is not a sign of avatar. Sandesh you can get in the temple, it's no problem. You pay 1 rupee and you get the sandesh. That's not the reason for avatar. Avatar is coming for something much more higher. Avatar is coming to really help you to remove the impurities in the heart. And the Lord Chaitanya is this avatar who is doing this, and this is his main mission. When Lord Chaitanya came on this full moon of Palgun Purnima, and all the people, they're throwing dice in each other, throwing the colors in each other. This is actually the festival of love. When in this holy day, the people are throwing these dice, the meaning is that you love me and I love you. It's a very nice exchange, you know. Just throw somebody in something, you know, and one becomes red. You know. He throws something in you, and you become red. And you are happy. Because of this. But this is actually the original, this fighting which is there in the holy day. In this day of holy, in this festival of holy, people are fighting with each other. But the original fighting is there in the spiritual world. And all the wars which we have here in this material world is the perverted reflection of the fighting which takes place in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world of Vrindavan also, by the exchange of love, people are throwing dice. And here they are throwing bombs at each other. Here they are killing each other. Here they are increasing hatred. But actually, the real purpose of this holy day is to increase love. And the Lord Chaitanya is coming to increase the love in the heart of living beings. And if we really concentrate ourselves upon the reason of his advent and upon this munificent avatar, we can understand and we can see the flood of love When Lord Chaitanya came to this world, he actually flooded this world with love. And when he came in this Phalgun Purnima, everyone was chanting the holy name. Because this is auspicious, and you know, when there is eclipse is a very horrible event, and everyone is supposed to be protected. For the protection's sake, people were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then the Lord was showing again and again during his pastimes that this is the main reason why he came. And because I don't have time, I will not be able to explain to you why this is the main reason. I have to finish now.
You have time.
I do have time.
You have
time. Okay. It will not take long.
It's okay.
Few minutes I will take to explain few pastimes of the Lord, where the Lord proved or showed that this is the means of liberation in this world and in this age. It is said in the scriptures that this is the only means of liberation. That in this age of Kali, everyone has to chant the holy name. And this is the only means of deliverance of the soul from the dirt which is accumulated there in the heart for thousands and thousands of years. We have been here for so long. And the Lord Chaitanya is coming just for this purpose. So he's coming, when he's coming, the scene of his advent, the whole Nadi, the whole atmosphere of Nadi is saturated by the sounds of the holy name, by this vibration of the holy name. And we're here trying to do this, to imitate this atmosphere. And immediately we can feel that this is good, that this collective chanting of the holy name is elevating for the soul. And then when Lord Chaitanya became a small child, when he was few weeks or few days old, then he started crying. And he's crying and crying and crying. And nobody can really pacify him. Nobody can, like a small child, he was crying day and night. And they called different tantrics, and the tantrics were doing some rituals, and they're chanting some mantras, but nothing helped. But then at one day, one lady from the neighborhood came. And the lady from the neighborhood, she started chanting, because she was a simple-hearted lady, she started chanting this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And immediately, Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said, that's good. That was good. That was what I was expecting from you. So, since that time, they knew the trick. As soon as Nimai started crying, and he was always crying, they would call somebody who started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And in this way, constantly people were chanting Hare Krishna, because otherwise he would cry. He would either cry or hear Hare Krishna. And then when he became a little older, he became very, very mischievous child. And sometimes, you know, children, they have these strange desires. Sometimes children, they start demanding something. They nag something. They come to mother and say, Mother, I want, Mother, I want, Mother, I want. So this Nimai, he was like this. He would come to his mother and he would pull his mother's sari, the end of her sari, and say, Mother, I want, Mother, I want. And that Sachimata would ask him, What do you want, my son? I am ready to give you everything. And Nimai would say, I want this star. Give me this star. And mother said, How can I give you this star? I cannot give you this star. She said, but I want this star. And he would not be pacified. He would, you know, cry, and he would kick her and do all kinds of things. And then she knew the trick. She would say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he would smile. And at another time he would say, I want this bird, which is there. The bird is flying there in the sky, you know. And the mother would say, I cannot give you this bird. And then she already knew. He wants you to chant the Hare Krishna. Because the reason for this is that people in this world, they have so many crazy desires. If we consider our heart, so many crazy desires are there, you know. It's completely unnecessary. The 99.9% of all our desires are totally unnecessary. We develop this desire or that desire or this desire, completely fancy desires. You know, and it's the same as this little child is demanding, you give me the bird in the sky. And Lord Chaitanya is showing us how to get rid of these unnecessary desires. You know, sometimes people, they become completely mad of these desires. They want to fulfill the desires. Like there was this famous guru one famous Indian guru, he had an ashram in America, then he moved to India. So his desire is what? He wanted to have 100 Rolls-Royce cars. Why do you need 100 Rolls-Royce cars? Why do you need one Rolls-Royce car? You may get, you know, one Volvo or something like that. He wanted to have 100 or more, you know. Oh no, sorry, he wanted to have 365 cars. So that every day he would have a new car. It's crazy. And people of this world, they are crazy. So Nimai, when he was a small boy, he was crying and saying, you know, I want this, I want this. And then the teaching or the lesson which he wanted to show is that if you want to purify your heart from this crazy, foolish, unnecessary desires, this is the means. This is how you can do this, just by changing the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because in this way you can always be with the Lord. And what is the more, could be more happy situation than always be with the Lord? Because the Lord is not different from His holy name. The Lord and His holy name is the same. And He is giving us freely the chance to always be with Him. There is another little pastime from his childhood. When he became a little older, he would run 1,000 times a day from home and back home, you know, like the small children, like all these children who are running everywhere. And this little Nimai, he was running everywhere exactly like these children. And he would run in home and then out of home and then again in home and out of home. And ultimately all these ladies who were taking care of him, they just gave up on him, you know. They just couldn't really follow him. So Nimai, what he would do, he would run on the street. And on the street, some passerbys were going in this Nadi, in Mayapur, in the village. And he would immediately beg these passerbys. And he would ask them, could you give me something? Do you have something to eat? You know, he's a small boy. And he's so beautiful. Nimai is cunning, and he is the beauty personified. He has big lotus eyes. He has curly hairs. And he's begging, you know, give me something to eat. And immediately, the heart of the person would melt. This person would say, what do you want? I'm ready to give you everything I have. You know, and they would give him bananas and sweetmeats and all kinds of stuff, fried rice and everything. So Nimai would grab everything which he would, you know, earn by his hard work. And he would immediately run back to the house. And he would come to all these ladies who are chanting the holy name, because by that time, the ladies are so used to chanting the holy name that they're doing it all the time. So Nimai would run to them and he would present to them these bananas and sweetmeats and rice and everything. This small little guy, you know, he said, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. And this is a very essential thing. And all the ladies, they were laughing, you know, this small boy. And he would immediately, by delivering these bananas, he would run again to the street and again beg something and again bring to them. And again run away from the house and again bring to them. So the teaching which he is showing here is that the Lord personally, he is the Lord himself. He is in disguise of this small boy. But he is taking care of those who are chanting the holy name. The teaching which Lord wants to prove. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yoga Kshema Vaham Yaham. You don't have to worry about anything. If you surrender unto me, I will have to worry about you. I take full charge about you. I will provide you with everything which you need. Whatever you need, I will give to you. And here Lord Chaitanya, when he's coming after Krishna, the purpose of his coming is to prove it. And he is doing this. He is saying, you know, sometimes people say that this is impractical. Sometimes people say that this, you know, Hare Krishnas, they are impractical people. They are chanting all the time and they are not working. They are not earning money. But here, Nimai Pandit is saying, if you chant my holy name, I personally will bring you all the bananas and everything else. All the sweetmeats which you need. All your desires I will fulfill. You don't have to worry about anything. This is the verdict of the scriptures. And this is the reason why the Lord is coming. He is coming to show that this is the way to live in this world. You have to live on this world, but you have to live in this world in a proper way. But to live in this world in a proper way, to be happy, and to be purified, and to die in a proper consciousness, and to get a better destination, not to rot in this material world again and again and again. You have to be God conscious. And therefore, this movement is spreading all over the world. This is also the prediction of Lord Chaitanya. In Mahabharata, his advent is predicted. In Srimad Bhagavatam, his advent is predicted. And he also himself said that Pritivite Achayata Nagaradigram, Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moranam, that everyone will chant my holy name. And this will come. This day will come. There is no doubt about it. Already, you know, people in Finland, they are chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya. So many people in India don't know who Lord Chaitanya is. But in Finland, they know. You know, in Russia, there is more than 120 centers and temples. And basically, in each city and in each village, you know, sometimes there is a letter coming from some remote village, the name of which we never heard. And they say, we have, you know, 20 devotees here, and we chant the holy name every day, you know. And we come together. So this prediction is coming true. And the prediction will come true, there is no doubt about it. Because this is the way to live in this material world in this day and age. The Lord Chaitanya is teaching us how to live properly. And he is the most munificent avatar of this age. And therefore, the only teaching which we have to take with us from this celebration is that the Lord is great. And he has come to grace us. He has come to give us his mercy. And this mercy is within our power to get. If we want to get his mercy, we have to chant his holy name constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if we do this, we immediately feel his mercy. We immediately feel his presence. We immediately feel that he is there. So that's the reason of his advent, that's the meaning of his avatar. And because I'm almost already 10 minutes late, I think I should finish now. You can speak about Lord Chaitanya for months in a row. You can speak about his unlimited pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur, his biographer who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavatam, he says that if Ananta Shesha, with his thousands mouths, Ananta Shesha has thousands mouths, if he speaks it day and night for thousands of years, he will not be able to describe one day of Lord Chaitanya. So, we're not even trying. We're just touching the surface. We're just trying to understand who Lord Chaitanya is, and why did he come, and for what, for which reason. He came because of unlimited compassion in his heart. And this unlimited compassion is for us, because we are suffering here, because we are devoid of spiritual goals and spiritual perspective in our life. And he is giving us the means. And this means is available for everyone. One should just apply his heart to this chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Hare Ram.